Well, hope and pray that everything's going well, and we continue to do our youth messages, and we continue to hope and pray that the youth are getting the messages. I know Travis and Tina too, and Carol Morgan, they try to reach out to the youth still, even though we don't have them with us in church right now because of the COVID thing. But I entitled my youth message today, God is Watching. And you say, oh my goodness, does God watch us all the time? Yeah, this is a time on the church calendar that we celebrate Trinity Sunday. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Now, maybe growing up, or maybe you have a young brother or sister yet even in your home, and you might have baby monitors so that the parents can hear what's going on and what's being said, and even though you're not in the room, you'd be able to hear and see what's going on. And then you got something called Alexa. Alexa, would you please check on the child? Or maybe Google Nest, or different kind of systems that we have, like today, smart homes. Well, it's the 21st century. And where your device are always listening to everything you do and say. In fact, now even that they can use your cell phone to track you and see where you are. So if you get lost or different things, they can help the people try to find you. But imagine the world as your smart home and the Holy Spirit as your frequency. God the Master and Jesus is the visiting Son. But the Holy Spirit is definitely God's smart app. For it doesn't matter where you work or matter where you are in God's household, nothing you do is a secret. Now, we might think we're getting away with things sometimes, but no, we don't. God is always watching. Now, he don't come down and go zap and get us, but he's always watching. You know why? Because he cares for us. And he wants to be able to help protect us when he can and keep us from falling down and getting in trouble. So just remember, nothing that we do in this old world is hidden from God. That's because God's Holy Spirit app, like you have an app on your phone for certain things, the gift of the Holy Spirit is God's app. God is always listening, and that can work both ways. So, since God's always listening and always watching, when we get into pain, and we feel abused, we feel alone, we don't feel like doing much, maybe we just ought to reach out and say, God, I know you're listening and I know you're watching, and this is my challenges. We call that prayer. And don't ever be ashamed to just say, God, I want to talk to you today, because he is always there. May God add his blessings to the understanding of coming together and sharing a little bit about things in the spiritual world and also in the physical world. And hope and pray that all the young folks are doing good. And all of us older folks, too. We are really young at heart. Amen. May God bless you. And we'll see you all again next week. Amen.